Over the last few years, there's been growing concern about excessive use of force by police around the country, especially in communities with high proportions of people of color. The high-profile deaths of Michael Brown, Eric Garner, and others have led to calls for more accountability from police when they use force.
In Wisconsin, after the death of unarmed 19-year-old Tony Robinson in Madison, Dane County community organizations and law enforcement officials came together to create the Special Community Police Task Force to try to reduce incidents of police force and rebuild community trust. That task force has released its first report now, looking exclusively at use of force.
Joining us to talk about that task force and the new guidelines that they're recommending to law enforcement agencies is Sue Reisling. She's the chief of the University of Wisconsin-Madison Police Department and is on the Special Community Police Task Force, which has created new use of force guidelines for police departments. Chief Reisling, welcome back.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about the genesis of this task force. How did it first come about?
Well, I approached the United Way and asked them to bring together some leaders in law enforcement and also leaders in communities of color right after the Ferguson incident. So we started meeting in September, October of 2014. And we met for month after month, had very good and meaningful conversations. And then came the death of Tony Robinson. And when that happened, we decided as a group we needed to actually put together something that would be very tangible and an actual product that would hopefully make change in the way that we address our community concerns around police use of force. And so I was asked to chair a task force to look at the use of force here in Dane County, and I co-chaired that with Reverend Everett Mitchell, who is a leading pastor here in the Madison area. And then we had a vice chairman, Reuben Anthony, who's the president of the Urban League.
And so not just law enforcement here tackling this one on its own, but bringing in people from across different communities, different spectrums. How did that conversation first start to unfold? Because this was a highly pressurized time, both nationally and after the death of Tony Robinson here in Dane County.
Well, there were 13 members on the task force itself, and four of them were from law enforcement and the rest were from the community. And so we did come together. And, you know, at first, the important thing we felt was to ensure that everyone understood the law. And so we had experts come in on the law and talk to us about the law surrounding police use of force. And then we had experts come in that talked about training and then the equipment that's used, the policies. We had people come in from the state that sets the training guidelines and standards. And we really spent the first several months learning from the experts. And so the community had a good opportunity to talk to those experts, ask them questions directly. From there, we started really conversations about how does the expertise blend with a community standard? And from there, we began really to have very interesting discussions and give our various perspectives on police use of force, but also on community relations and also on the stress that police officers do face day in and day out, call to call. And so from that, we started to form recommendations, and now we've got this report that has 60 recommendations in it. So it's a quite voluminous piece of work.
You use the phrase community standard there. What do you mean by that?
Well, everybody understands that there's a legal standard. And I think most folks would understand then that what comes off of the legal standard are a series of tactical standards. How do we actually make decisions, and how do we move through the use of equipment and so forth that we have? But then there's a whole other area that I think we don't spend as much time on in law enforcement, and that is, what is the community standard? What's the community expectation? And so Madison, Wisconsin, you know, is a special place. Dane County, Wisconsin is kind of a special place where our population is much more highly engaged than many places around the country. And as a result, they want to have a voice and a say in how the law and the tactics actually get put to use on the street by police officers. And so what are the community expectations? And what is that going to lead to?
And just briefly, and we'll get into the recommendations a little bit later, but first of all, why did you choose to begin with use of force?
Well, there were three things that the collaboration thought were important: use of force, implicit bias, and diversifying police agencies within Dane County. And we started with use of force mainly because it's the big elephant in the room, and it was right after the death of Tony Robinson.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard, and we're continuing our conversation now with Susan Reisling. She's the chief of the University of Wisconsin-Madison Police Department, and she chaired the Special Community Police Task Force, which has created new use of force guidelines for police departments. And Chief Reisling, we left off looking at the big picture. Now let's get into the specifics a bit. Tell us about some of the first of these guidelines to emerge.
Well, one of the things that we talked a lot about was changing some key policing practices so that we hopefully would reduce use of force. So, for instance, we are very proficient in the use of the weaponry that we have to carry, and we're held accountable for that. What we want to do is make sure that police officers are equally as proficient in using de-escalation tactics as using weapons. And so we started to build on that with the idea of crisis intervention training, which focuses on the mentally ill. It's quite an extensive course and helps police officers understand how sometimes just movements that they would normally make are actually, you know, exasperating the situation. And so how to bring that, how to bring everything down, how to de-escalate the tension, how to deal with people with mental illness, people who are emotionally disturbed, and quite frankly, just the everyday citizen who is having a police encounter, which is not exactly the highlight of their day, and ensure that we're doing everything we can to lower the tension as much as possible.
And I imagine that that affects the training that police officers get, and especially maybe new recruits.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a change of psychology and focus a little bit. And that's really the big shift. So, for instance, people go to the range all the time, and we're expecting to go to the range. We're expecting to shoot our weapons. And so many of the targets that we shoot at are threatening targets. There's somebody there with a gun in their hand. There's somebody there, with a rifle or whatever. And what we're doing now, obviously, is intermixing a lot of those targets with people who have cell phones so that you don't your immediate reaction is not always to shoot, but to make sure that you know exactly what you're shooting at, exactly what's in that person's hand, and whether or not it poses a threat. Now, we've always done training like that, but I think the focus now is much more on ensuring that we are using every bit of the tools and training before we get to the use of force.
And body cameras have been a big subject in police departments across the country. How will that move forward in Dane County now with these new guidelines?
Well, actually, we really haven't put together guidelines. These are more recommendations. So as a result, what we're suggesting, the task force felt very strongly that the use of cameras is helping the discussion and helping hold police and the community accountable for what's going on the streets. But what we want to see is that departments that don't use them, that they're making sure that their communities are part of that dialogue, either to use them or not use them. So at the university, we did this a year or so ago, and we started to use the cameras, body-worn cameras, in October of 2015. The City of Madison, Dane County Sheriff's Department, I know they have groups that are studying whether or not they should use them. Other departments in Dane County do use body cameras, and then, you know, some others have chosen not to.
Now, looking at sort of the situation where things can go wrong between police and the person they're working with. Also, sometimes the focus has been on communities of color. There has been a trust gap that has emerged. How will that be addressed with these new recommendations?
Well, you know, one of the things that we talk about quite a bit, and it's the third big recommendation out of this task force, is the idea of engaging the community. And one of the interesting things that bubbled up was the community members on this task force talked about the fact that the public needs some greater awareness about how police are trained and also how police are going to act and react. And the public needs to understand that when they make certain moves or don't necessarily listen to what the police are saying when the police are in kind of a command mode, that how that can accelerate and move down the continuum toward the use of force. And so the community members were talking about the fact that the community groups could come together and do some educating of different, whether it's different church groups or different public groups or different community groups, that the actual leaders of the community groups could come together and help out with doing some of that training and just building awareness. And through that awareness comes a trust, because then you understand what the other side is thinking.
I know that you've also focused on the well-being of police? Because this is a, I guess it's just a stressful time for a lot of people involved. How will this focus on that aspect?
One of the big surprises to me from this task force was the community, about midway through our process, the community members turned and said, wow, this is an incredibly stressful job. What are we doing to ensure that police stress is managed? And what are we doing to ensure that police officers are well and have a wellness focus? That was kind of a surprise to me, how much the community members on the group really thought really important. And so what we're looking at is asking each department in Dane County to develop wellness programs within their organization. The University Police, we've had a wellness program for several years now, and it focuses not only physical wellness and nutrition, we put on cooking classes for the police, but also financial wellness and spiritual wellness. And so we've actually had financial planners, and we've ensured kind of a holistic look, too. And there's a program called Wills for Heroes, and making sure that everybody has a will, so that if they have family, the family will be taken care of if something, you know, terrible were to happen to them. So making sure that we're taking care of the whole, and that was really important to the community members, that we think through the police and how difficult the job is, and that we deal with police stress in an affirmative, proactive way.
And Chief Reisling, as we wrap up, what do you expect to be the next steps with these recommendations?
Well, most all of the county departments within Dane County, all the police departments within Dane County have signed on to this report and have signed on to looking at these recommendations and attempting to implement as many of these as they can within their home jurisdictions. And I think the next step is we check in 6 months and see where we are.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Susan Reisling, chief of the UW-Madison Police Department. She joined us to talk about new use of force guidelines and recommendations for Dane County Police Departments.